Paragos, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Erevin Pei Tes, as we begin the ninth parak in the Sefer Erevin. Sorry for not recording yesterday, I've been a little under the weather. But Baruch Hashem, doing okay today. So we are starting the ninth parak, and basically this parak is going to talk about more or less Gagos, as that's kind of the name of the parak. But more importantly, different areas that are Rishus HaYachid, in terms of whether are you allowed to carry from one to the other, right? We're talking about, you know, carrying from houses into a chatzer. Now we're going to talk about, can you carry from let's say, you know, and we also talked about chatzeros to other chatzeros. Now we're going to talk about, like, other types of rishus hayachid. Can you carry from one to the next? So the Mishnah starts off here with a roof, with a gag, and it says like this: Kol gagos ha'ir rishus achas. All the roofs of the city are considered to be one rishus, one meaning you can carry from one to the other, even though obviously they're owned by different people. As long as one gag, one roof isn't 10 tefachim, either above or below the other. Meaning if you have a bunch of flat roofs, you can carry from one to the next, no problem, without an eruv, even though they're owned by different people, as long as there's no height differential. Then we'll talk about what exactly is going on. The Chachamim say no. Kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmo. Every other gag is rishus in and of itself. Meaning every owned gag, every owned roof is a different rishus, and therefore it requires an eruv. Just before we get to that, in Rabbi Shimon's Shita, let's just read the first Rashi, because it's important. Kol gagos ha'ir rishus achas, koin tzabi meir, afu pishi diurim chalukim lamata, even though, obviously, in houses, sometimes you have two different owners. But even though you have two different owners in the same house, right, the shnei b'nei adam, right, ha'gagos, shein tashmisham tadir, ein behem chiluk rishus. Since people don't really use the gagos, people don't really use the roof so much, so therefore, we're not going to split the rishuyos on top. Okay, and therefore, the kelim sheshavsu b'gag, zem utar latzim lezeh. Therefore, if you have a kli that was on one roof, you can move it to another roof, because the roofs are not really used so much, and therefore we don't view them as different rishuyos. Okay, so that's Rabbi Meir's sheet. Again, the Chachamim say, kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmo. No, each roof owned individually are its own rishus. And Rabbi Shimon says, Echa gagos recha ka chatzeros recha karpefios. Right, we've quoted this a bunch of times, right? Whether it's a roof or a karpef or a chatzer, right, all of them are rishus achas hein lekelim sheshavsu b'socha. They are considered one rishus. That's only for kelim that started out in those rishuyos on Shabbos. So if you left a cup out in a chatzer, you can take it to the roof, you can take it to the karpef, etc., etc. But v'ol kelim sheshavsu b'socha bayis. But if you had a cup in the house and you want to bring it out to the chatzer, to the roof, to the whatever, so that's no good. That you can't do, even though they're all rishus hayachid. And we've been talking about that throughout the entire Masechta, right? It mirrors going from rishus hayachid to rishus haravim. Okay, people don't get confused, etc., etc. Okay. Says the Gemara. Yossi, again, so we have three shitos in terms of what you can do with a roof. Right, Rabbi Meir says you can go through all of them unless there's a height differential. And the Chachamim say you can't go through any of them. And Rabbi Shimon says you can even go from a roof to a chotzer, and that's no problem. So Yossi Vabai Bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin, Yossi Vabai Gavaihu, Yossi Vikamri. So the Rabbi and all these Chachamim were sitting and schmoozing, and they said the following. Bishlama, I understand, according to the Rabbanans, Savri Kishim Shidiyun Chalukin Lamatakach, Yun Chalukin Lamala. The Rabbanan Shita is pretty straightforward. Just like people own the houses, different parts of the houses underneath, right? Let's say you have an attached house. So there's one big roof, but two different houses, right? Two different homes, rather. Therefore, the roof is also considered to be two different, they're split. Elo Rabbi Meir, Micah Sapper. But what does Rabbi Meir hold? Ika Sapper Kishem Shadirim Chalukin Lamata Kachdir Chalukin Lamala. If you'll tell me that, you know, we view the roof like the house, meaning that since just like you have an attached house and therefore two different owners for the house, for the structure itself, so too we'll view the roof in the same way. So am I rishus achasein? So why is that considered to be one rishus? That's obviously there are different owners, so they should be different rishuyos. Because I'm ein chalukim, if you tell me that they're not split, meaning we don't split them even if there are different owners underneath, so then the kol milamala mei rishus achasi and everything above 10 tefachim is one rishus. So what's this whole height differential that Rabbi Meir said, that you can carry from one roof to the next as long as there's no difference As long as there's no height differential between the roofs. Well, if they're all considered one rishus, so what's the difference whether this roof is 10 tefachim higher than that roof? So Abaye said, Lo shmil achuda am, de amar Rabbi Yitzchak, bar of Dimi, omer hari, Rabbi Meir. Didn't you hear what Rabbi Yitzchak bar Dimi said in the name of Rabbi, explaining Rabbi Meir's shita? That this is what he means, that kol makom sh'ata moti shtei rishuyos v'hin rishus achas. Any place you find two rishuyos and within one rishus. Now, what does that mean? If the two rishuyos, they're not one rishus. So, what it means is, let's say you have a backyard. Well, that's a rishus ayachid. And you have, I don't know, some sort of pillar, some sort of structure in the middle of the rishus ayachid. That's 10x4. So, it's its own rishus ayachid. So, that's two rishuyos, but it's within one rishus. Can you carry from the pillar to your backyard? Yes, of course. If in the backyard you have, a fire pit that's nailed into the concrete, and it's 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim, can you carry from that on Shabbos into anywhere else in your backyard? Of course you can. It's Baal Rishus Ayachid. But there are two Rishuyos. And he gives the example. Kagon Amud Rishus Ayachid Gavoa Asara V'Rachav Dalin. And let's say you have some sort of pillar in the Rishus Ayachid that's 10 by 4. So Asar L'Kasev Olav. So it says Rabbi Meir, you're not actually allowed to use it. But I said before, theoretically you're allowed to use it, but according to Rabbi Meir, meaning Midaraisa, technically you would be allowed to use it, but Rabbi Meir holds that there's a gzeira that you're not allowed to rest your items on this pillar in the middle of the Rishus HaYachid, because gzeira mishum tel b'Rishus HaRabim, because if you have the exact same structure in the Rishus HaRabim, so now you have a problem. Because if you're walking in the Rishus HaRabim and you have a 10x4, let's say, pillar in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, so that's a Rishus HaYachid. And then if you put something from the Rishus HaRabim onto the pillar, which is a Rishus HaYachid, so then you can have a problem. So therefore, we have a gzeira that if you have a Rishus HaYachid that has a 10x4 pillar in the middle of the Rishus HaYachid, even though they're both Rishus HaYachids, so you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to rest one item from the Rishus HaYachid onto this pillar. So Hachinami, so too over here by the roofs, so gzeira mishum tel b'Rishus HaRabim. So too, it's gzeira in the same way, that since you're going from one Rishus HaYachid to the next, that's 10 tefachim higher than it, so we'd be concerned that you'll get confused and you'll think that you're allowed to use a 10x4 item in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. So Gemara says, so they thought that Rabbi Meir was saying, even by a cleat, doesn't even have to be a permanent structure. A gigis is a barrel, and a machteshes is something. I forget. But either way, you might have thought, even a cleat. Abai said to them, Achi Amar Mar, lo Amar Rabbi Meir, ela Amud ve'emes harei chayim. Right? No, Rabbi Meir only said, if it's a pillar, some sort of something fixed, something kavua, hol v'adam kovel lahem makom, since it's a fixed in a certain specific place, so therefore that's similar to a pillar in the Rishus HaRabim. That's the only place we're going to have gzeira. The Gemara says, v'arei kotel shebein shtei chateros de kavua. If you have a wall between base chateros, between two chateros, that's fixed there. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda kishetin zilama, the divrei Rabbi Meir, gagin Rishus HaAtzman, chateros Rishus HaAtzman, kapefi Rishus HaAtzman, that Rabbi Yehuda explained that according to Rabbi Meir, who says that all of these three things are their own rishuyos, my love the shari the tatel derech kosel. It certainly should be able to, you should be allowed to carry from the wall to the chatzer. Right? Even if you have a wall between two chatzeros, you should be allowed to carry from the on top of one wall to the next. Well, the wall is probably 10x4. So Ravuna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes lo lahachnis v'lohotzi derech psachim. He said, no, you're not allowed to carry from the top of the wall to a chatzer, right? Because that's again similar to a tel b'Rishus HaRabim, a pillar, a little area on its own in a public place. But when did he say you could go from a karpef to a chatzer to a gag, etc., etc.? That's through the psachim. That's through the openings, not from the wall, from the top of the wall into the chutzah, because again, that's all part of the same gzera. Okay, now, so the next part of the mission said that the chachamim say that all the gagos are their own rishos. So itmar, it was said, Rav Amar, ein metatlan bo el dalet amos. Okay, once you tell me that each roof is its own rishos, so now what's the deal? Is it like a chutzah where you can carry it within all of it? Or do you only get dalet amos? So Rav says you only get dalet amos on top on a roof. Shmuel amar mutar l'talta b'kulo. You're allowed to carry with all of it. You're allowed to carry throughout all of it. So the Gemara says, where's this machlokes? So in what case is this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether you get dalet amos on a roof or all of it? So
B'mechitzos ani karos. If you're telling me there are recognizable mechitzas, and this doesn't mean they're actual mechitzos, but it means here if the houses themselves are split. I'm just trying to find the Rashi over here. Where is it, Rashi? Right, so three lines up from the bottom, and then the first wide line. So mechitzos ani karos she'ein abatim mechubarim. Right, there's the houses themselves are not connected. V'yesh avir beinehem, and there's a little bit of space between the houses. U'mechitzas habatim nirin la'omdim al agag, and you have the meaning. You have a little bit of space in between the houses. K'mishtaklin tavos ragleihem, and you can see the walls if you look over the edge. Right? It doesn't mean that there's an actual mechitza, that there's actually a wall around the roof. It means that we've used good asik, and we view the wall of the house itself as if it extends all the way up to the Shemayim. So if you have the houses are separate, so then Kulam al Pligi, nobody argues, meaning for sure you're allowed to carry through all of it. If you look again, the Garashi Kulam al Pligi, Damrin Bu Good Asek, that we say the four walls of the house go up and extend high as if there are mechitzas there. The Damal Omer the Rishus Rabim Vav Rishus Hayochei Mishum Good Asik Mashoch Vahala, because we're going to extend the walls of the house that go up and higher. Ki Pligi, so the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is mechitzas Shein Nikaros, where you don't have walls that you can actually see. And if you look at Rashi, what does that mean? Shagagin Mechubarin Yachad, the roofs are connected. Meaning you have, let's say, a bunch of attached houses. You have a bunch of attached houses, and each roof belongs to a certain person's house, but there's nothing in between them. They're all connected through a flat roof. And you can walk from one to the other without an issue. And there are no mechitzas that would necessarily differentiate between the two of them. So that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So according to Rav, ein mitalsin lo el dalet amos. Why could you only get dalet amos? Amor lo amar good asik mechitzta. He said we're not going to say good asik in this case, because it's all connected. Shmuel said, "Mutra tatal bakulo damar good asik mechitzta." Because according to Shmuel, we will say good asik and extend the walls between the houses, even though all the houses are technically attached. It's not. So now we're going to try and prove who is correct. And obviously, we're going to come to a conclusion that both of them have a basis. And Rav will, I think the two questions are on Rav, if I'm not mistaken, and he'll deflect both questions. So we learned in the Mishnah. Hold on, our Mishnah. The Chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim saying, "Kol echad ve'echad rishus ha'atzma." Right. Each roof is its own rishus. The Gemara says, meaning, implying that you're allowed to carry through all of it, right? If it's a rishus b'fnei asma, you should be able to carry through all of it. So that works out according to Shmuel, who says that you are allowed to carry throughout the entire roof. El Rav Kasha, but why would Rav say that if each roof is its own rishus, that you're only allowed to carry dalet amos within one single rishus? So Amre Bei Rav Mishmei Rav Dolo Yitatal Beis Amos Begagzev Beis Amos Begagzev. So the Mishnah is trying to tell you that you're not with the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is trying to tell you that you're not allowed to carry from less than four amos, but even if you split it up between two gagim, then you're not allowed to carry from two amos from here and not two amos from there. I mean, that's what the Mishnah means. I mean, let's say you have a bunch of attached houses. So you're going from roof A to roof B. You're on the roof, and you walk 1.5 amos on your roof and 1.5 amos on your friend's roof. So that's going from rishus to rishus. That's what the Mishnah means. But within dalet amos, meaning, and therefore within dalet amos, you're not allowed to go from roof to roof. But you're in general on your own roof, you only get dalet amos. I've heard Rabbi Elazar, v'ha'am Rabbi Elazar, didn't Rabbi Elazar say ki avina and bebavel, when we were in Bavel, havam rinan, they would say, Bei Rav Mishmei Derav Amru Ein Metaltan Lavo El Dalet Amos. Right? Didn't they say that you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos? V'hani de Bei Shmuel Tanu Ein Lahen El Agag Agagon. And Shmuel said they only get to carry within the Gag. My Ein Lahen El Mishum El Agagon. What does it mean that you're only allowed to carry within the house? Lav the Shadu Teltan Lebekule. Doesn't it mean that you're allowed to carry through everything? Meaning this is the Brisa that seems to support Shmuel. So Shmuel says, what are you talking about? Mi Olim Mesnisim. Why is that any better than the Mishnah? That meaning, what does that mean when you get the entire roof? It means you have to stay on your roof. You can't go from one roof to the other roof. Well, maybe that's what the Mishnah means, and maybe that's what the Brisa here means as well. What are we saying? You're saying that you have to, when you get your entire roof, it doesn't mean you get the entire roof, you just get from one roof, you're not allowed to go from one roof to the other, right? And therefore, so it's not going to be a stira against Rav necessarily. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Lo shmi li hashmeitza." Right, I never heard that we say this whole concept of good asik, that even by a mechitza she'en nikeres, that you would say, right, according to Shmuel, that you would say that good asik, that the mechitza goes up, even if you don't actually see it, meaning if it's kind of covered, meaning if the houses are connected. So Amar Abaye said back to him, "So Ata Martin Yeholam, you said it to us this halacha that you say good asik even if the wall." Is not visible, right? So you said that to us. Aha, Marta Lahalan, and this is how you said it. Gag gadol hasamach lekatan. Right? If you have a big roof that's next to a little roof, hagadol mutter vekatan aser. You're allowed to carry in the big one. You're not allowed to carry in the small one. Vamarta Lahalan. You said about this Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lo shana alashesh diurin alzev yedurin alzev. That's only if it's used by people who are living there on each roof. Because at that point, the mechitza between the two of them, right, again, if you can imagine, there are two houses that are connected, one of them is bigger than the other, and the roofs are also connected. So you don't actually have a mechitza in between the two houses, right, because it's hidden, that's what's mechitza she'en nikeres. And the only reason you're going to say that it would be usher to carry from the big one to the small one is because it's called the mechitza nidresis. It's a mechitza that is walked over, that is trampled upon, that people walk from one part of the roof to the next, right? Because obviously the mechitza itself doesn't extend higher. And it's just a wall between two houses that is covered up, that is hidden. But if you don't have people walking over, trampling over the mechitza, the mechitza is not good if it's trampled, if people walk through it all the time. But if nobody's there, so then it will be good. And so you did say that there is a concept of good asik, that we say that the wall goes up into the airspace, even if the wall itself is hidden, is covered, is between two buildings, and there's no space separating it from the next area. So Rav Yosef said back to him, "Ana hachi amri." No, this is what I said to you, luchu, to you guys. Loshna elasheish mechitza alzeh mechitza alzeh. That's only if you have a mechitza on either one, meaning a mechitza rising above each gak. The gadol mystery begifufei v'katan nifras b'meluo, because the gadol, the big one, is allowed begifufei, is allowed to be used because of the walls on the side. Again, if this is the same case, right? Just you have walls running around the outside of all of the entire roof. So you have a big roof and a small roof. There's a good picture over here. If you have a big roof and a small roof, is surrounded on all sides by a wall. But in between the big roof and the small roof, there is no actual wall. So, meaning, what is he saying? What did Rav Yosef say that I actually sent to Abaye? That's only mutter if you have actual walls, right, surrounding the roofs. Because the big one is mutter. Because of the walls around it, the katan nifritz b'miluo, and the small one is open to the big one, and therefore the small one is usher, just like a chater that goes into a big. We had the same exact case by two chateros. The small chater is usher to go into the big chater, so too by the roofs. Aval ena mechitza lo azev lo azeh shnei masurim. But if neither roof has any wall whatsoever, so then it's going to be usher, because the big roof is open to the small roof. Meaning, according to Rav Yosef, right, you only get to say good asik if there are actual walls there. Yeah, meaning, if they're open, if they're not hidden. Vahad Yurin Amartalan. So Rabbi said, one second, I remember you mentioned it has to do with residents, people living there. So Rav Yosef said back to him, "Yamrei luchu diurin, hachi yamrei luchu." Okay, so fine. So if I mentioned something about people living there, this is what I meant to say. Lo shanu ela sheish mechitza ruuy ledira alzeh v'mechitza ruuy ledira alzeh. That's all. This whole case that you're allowed to carry the big one, not the small one. That's only if there's a wall that is fit for living in. Meaning you have an actual good wall, not like a flaky or a lousy wall, right? That the wall itself has to be of good quality. The gadol mishri begifufei, because the big one, and therefore is mutter because of the wall around a wall around around each side. Sorry, no, gifufe, no, no, I apologize. Gifufe is not referring to the wall around the chazer. It's that you have, now you begin to have, like two walls on either side of the opening. And you have two walls on either side of the opening, and therefore that we view the fourth side as if it is closed off. But the katan, but the small one where you don't have gifufe, you don't have side walls going into, meaning helping you kind of close off the fourth side. So then that's going to be us, or the katan nifritz b'miluo, meaning it's entirely open. You don't actually, because again, if you're in the big chatzar, right? If you have a, again, back to the case of the chatzar, same thing with the roof. If you're on a big roof and you have a smaller roof that goes into it, so the big roof has walls on all sides, and it also has a wall, two walls on the fourth side. It's just open in the middle, so it, you have almost enough, l'chor, depending on the size of it, and you have enough to close off that fourth. That fourth side of the big roof. But if you're in the small roof, so all you see is three walls and then a big opening into the big roof, and that's going to be nifretz b'miluo, meaning it's the fourth side is entirely open to the big chatzar, and therefore it's no good. But if you have a good wall on the big one, on the big chatzar, on the big roof, but not on the small roof, so then, meaning you don't have a proper wall there on the small one, so then afilu katan shari the v'nei gadol, then even the people who live on the big roof are allowed to go on the small roof. At my time, I cave delo over mechitza, slike slike nefshaya mehacha, because since they didn't make a proper wall, so it's as if they kind of removed themselves from using the roof, and therefore, right, the big roof is allowed to use that, but they because the people on the small roof are not actually going to go up there and take care of it. Okay, kahad amar Rav Nachman, just like Rav Nachman said, asa sulam kavua legago, if a person made a permanent ladder to his roof, hutur b'chalagag in kula, is allowed to carry in all the roofs, even because everybody else didn't put a permanent ladder onto their roof, so therefore the guy who does have the permanent ladder is allowed to use all the roofs, because he declared that he wants to use the roof, and everybody else removed themselves from using the roof, and therefore he's allowed to go up there. Amar Abaye says very similarly, Bona Aliyah al Gavi Beiso. Let's say you have an example here in the picture, at least that we'll take. Let's say you have four houses, and therefore four roofs, and one guy builds a second floor. So now obviously his roof is higher than everybody else. And then let's say he put a Pesach, he put an opening onto the roof from the second floor. So Abaye says, Bana Aliyah al Gavi Beiso, for the guy who built the second floor, Vasa Lefanel Daka Arba, and he made an opening, a Pesach, that's at least 4x4 tefachim, to go onto the roof. Hutar b'kolagag in kulam, he's allowed to go onto all the roofs of the other three houses, because, again, he wants to use that area, but no one else is using it, right? So the maisa, right? It's as if they're removing themselves from the picture, and therefore he's allowed to use that chatzar, that roof. Amar Rava says, Pamim shadaka l'isr. Sometimes, though, that will actually not be a kula, but that will actually mess you up. Hechidami, like what case? David lahadi tarbitza de beisay. Let's say the person, the pesach that the guy made on his second floor is not towards the roof, but it's towards the front of his house. And into the front of his house, tarbitza de beisay, he has a garden out there. So therefore, what are we using this Pesach, this opening for? To Amar, it's as if he's saying, just to go on one line on Tzadi Yaman Aleph, Linturi Tarbitza Hu Davida, it's only to guard over the garden, meaning only to watch over the garden and to make sure nobody, I guess, takes stuff from there or whatever, but the opening is not facing the other roofs. So therefore, he's not allowed to use the other roof. It's as if he's kind of removed himself from using the roofs, and therefore he is not allowed to use the roofs either. Okay, Shkolech Godel Rabose, we'll invite you in the Hail Yashas tomorrow. Have a great Shabbos, and we'll convene on Motzei Shabbos.